Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser!
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb, the midweek edition. It doesn't really matter what edition it is. It's always the good, the bad, and the dumb. So let's start your day right with the good of the day.
Well, I don't know if it's so good, but basically what we have to say is that 2020 is ending just the right way.
Well, we have a month left.
Yeah.
So,
It's ending as strange as it began or started off. I don't know. But you know those mysterious monoliths that just kept appearing, the one in Utah?
I can't get enough of the monolith stories.
Yeah. And I told you yesterday that one just mysteriously appeared in Romania.
Yes.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
People took it down or aliens took it down?
We don't know. Well,
we don't know that.
The one in Utah, there's video that surfaced about four guys who took down the monolith. Just took it and ran.
Yeah, I saw the story where this hikers like saw guys taking it down.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. We don't know if they were responsible for putting it up.
We don't.
We don't. It could have just been hikers that went, screw it, I'm taking this with me.
Yeah, I'm taking it.
Fine. If they want to come get me, they can come get me, but I'm taking this with me.
Start an intergalactic war.
Yeah.
Because on top of that, NASA confirmed that there's a mysterious object coming towards Earth.
Oh, really?
They don't know what it is.
Of course they don't.
They said it's not an asteroid.
Okay, if it's not an asteroid, then what is it? Don't just throw that out there, just casual.
Their guess is that it's a 1960s era booster rocket.
Oh, that could be coming back?
Could be coming back. Like one that when it was going around the moon or something, it blasted because it's on the same orbit as us. And so it's finally just coming back to us.
That seems awfully small to detect that coming back at us.
Yeah.
Like, normally when they talk about these rocks, they're like, well, it's the size of Manhattan.
Yeah.
Well, that's
big.
But
it's going to miss us. Don't worry.
It's going to miss us. Don't worry. This asteroid's the size of Georgia, but don't you worry about it. It's not coming close.
We need to be worried about if it starts slowing down.
Yeah.
Remember, what was that, in Independence Day? Like, something's coming towards us, but it's slowing down.
Yeah, that's right. Putting on the brakes as it gets into our atmosphere.
Buckle up, kids, because 2020 ain't over yet. I know it's not really good, but it's fascinating.
We are all manipulated by entertainment, right? I mean,
yes.
let's throw this hypothetical out there. If you and I are doing this show one morning, and there's breaking news around the world that alien saucers are hovering above cities.
Yeah,
would you be scared or excited? Because we're manipulated to fear that, right? I mean, Hollywood has made these movies where it would just blow up the city. But we don't know.
We don't know.
Would you genuinely this could be awesome? Or would you be like, ugh?
I mean, you know, I guess there's two schools of thought, right? There's the Independence Day, Mars Attacks type alien that just comes and just starts annihilating everyone just because.
Right.
Or there's the Men in Black where it's, hey, you know, these aliens needed a home. And
right,
we provide one for them.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, because we don't know. Like we just let writers in movies tell us what we should feel or think, or based on sort of raw emotion. Like we saw an alien spacecraft, we'd probably be like, yeah, I don't know about this. No, but maybe we'd be like, maybe they got a cure for cancer. Maybe
it's E.T.?
What if it's E.T. is right? Maybe he's just a botanist looking for some plants.
Yeah.
Who
may or may not have the ways of the Force with him. We don't know.
Exactly. By the way, we had some Reese's Pieces in the house the other day, and I thought of E.T. immediately.
Yep,
I always think when I see that candy. I always do.
You know, but that's only our generation.
That's right.
My son will have some, and he has no idea.
That's right.
You know, if I go, Fallen Home, and I hand my hand out, he doesn't have any idea what that means. Doesn't get it.
All right, so we're going to keep you up to this. One of the things that we do on this show is keep you up to date on the monoliths.
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems to be a daily thing, so
that's
I'll
right.
stay tuned. I'll have some
stay
more
tuned.
Information tomorrow.
All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is the McRib is back.
Yeah, I heard about this.
And you can get one for free if you shave your beard and kind of embarrass yourself on the interwebs.
So if you have a video of yourself shaving a beard, it's worth a free McRib?
The way they're doing it is, you know, because Movember ends or ended.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's,
if you go ahead and you shave your face, and you have a clean face, and you post it online, you could be one of 10,000 people to get a free McRib.
Doesn't seem like a great prize. I mean, well, whatever.
That's
I mean,
my question. Isn't it like $3?
Yeah, I mean,
and it's
are we
McRib.
Doing this for?
Like now, like, I've had a McRib once, and I was like, I wasn't overall impressed. It was kind of dry.
Yeah, I don't eat them. I mean, I don't mind a Big Mac every now and then, but I don't eat that sandwich. Yeah. I know people love it. Don't get me wrong. I know
no,
people
post a cult following.
A cult following. They can't wait for it to come back. I'm sure it's delicious. I just, it's not my thing.
But I mean, honestly, are you going to shave? Are you going to be clean shaven to get one for free? I mean,
yeah.
We're not that hard it's up not, yet, right? I mean, it's only $3, I think. You know, or $4. I don't know how much it is.
We were in a restaurant a week ago or so, and at the end of the meal, the server gave us the bill and said, and we'd love for you to go online and fill out this survey, and you can win a $100 gift card. The company is giving away 5 a month. Right. And so it was a chain. And I thought, is it worth 15 minutes of my time to be in a lottery for a $100 gift card? And I hate doing surveys.
Yeah.
And I thought, no, I'm not.
Because it's a chance to win one, right? It's not a guarantee.
Right. It was, yeah. Like if you told me, if you said, go online, fill out this survey, and it'll give you a coupon for a free appetizer, I'd be like, great. I like appetizers. And your appetizers are good here. I'll do it. But if I'm in a drawing for a $100 gift card, I'm probably not going to, because I don't want to waste my.
But we know how it works from McDonald's is that the guy, you know, whoever the grand prize winner is, the guy in charge is giving it to a buddy.
Yeah, I know. That's right. We know how it works, right?
Monopoly. McDonald's.
Those
Monopoly,
gift cards so. Never get to the common folk.
No. Do you know anyone that's ever won one?
That's right.
No,
that's
you don't.
Right. That's
you don't.
Right. And it's weird. I know. Look, I know all these companies want feedback. They do. They want to know how they're doing. But I don't know, man. It's like I don't want to take a survey. I don't want to go online and log in and give you my email address and all that stuff and tell you, yeah, I really thought the chicken was fresh and I thought the server was really nice and your dessert was delicious. I don't want to do that. Here's how you know I liked it. When you see my face again. How about that? When I come back with my family in 2 weeks. Right. That's how you know I liked your food.
Right.
If you never see me again, I didn't like your food. And you know how you know if people don't like it? When nobody comes to your place. But.
And then you end up on a TV show saying, how do I save my restaurant?
Well, yeah, that's right. That's
make
right.
Better food.
Make better food. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
I got two dumbs of the day.
Both oh, they like this.
Both of them deal with relationships.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. We have two relationship dumbs, which are kind of fun. But I'll start with this one first. A polyamorous man. Everyone, all you kids, you know what that means.
All right.
Man who has two wives or multiple wives, but in this case, he has two wives, wants to get both of his wives pregnant at the same time.
Oh.
But my favorite part is this is what he had to say about it. It'll be a lot of work for me, but I'll do it.
I don't know where to go with that. I got nothing.
I mean, you and I have been down the road where our wife has been pregnant with. We have one wife that was
right.
pregnant.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
No, it really is.
Double that. I don't know. I don't know what you're doing.
I don't want to say anything that could get me in trouble on a later re-airing of this, you know.
Yeah.
But my God, God bless him if he has two pregnant wives.
His whole point is he wants them to share in the experience together.
You're never going to get any sleep, man.
Oh, dude.
One of them's going to send you out for pickles. The other one's going to send you out for ice cream as soon as you get home.
And here's the thing. If you think the first 9 months are hard.
Oh, God.
You know, the next 2 years after that are even worse.
Man, oh, man.
Because I always thought, you know, hey, having twins would be cool until I had a kid. And I was like, I would never want twins.
Where does this guy live?
California.
Really? I thought this was illegal.
I thought it was, too, but I guess
not. You couldn't
not.
Have two wives in the United States.
Well, see, he was with this one girl. They had been together for 10 years, and then they met this other girl during a business trip or something like that. They each fell in love with this one girl. Amazing. And then he proposed to him at the same time.
Wow.
So, I mean, I don't know if their marriage is legal. I don't even know how you do that. I thought that was only allowed in Utah.
That's crazy.
But maybe not. Maybe you're allowed to do that elsewhere. Well, people are just have more common sense.
God bless them. Because, you know, it may sound fun, but I can't imagine later on it's all that worth it.
It's not going to be.
Yeah,
we already know that.
Exactly. All right, what's the second dumb?
The second dumb of the day has to do with Lions interim head coach Daryl Bevel.
Yeah, what's up with Daryl Bevel? This was, by the way, Daryl Bevel, wasn't he the offensive coordinator at Seattle?
Yeah.
That made that call? to throw instead of giving it to Marshawn Lynch.
Yep.
In the Super Bowl.
I think he was the guy.
He was the fall guy for that one.
I think he was the fall guy for that.
Yeah.
Well, he was telling he was on some talk show. Oh, and he was on a morning Zoom call after after Matt Patricia got canned.
Got canned, right?
So this is what he had to say. On Saturday, I was with my family, my wife, my three daughters, and then my two, I guess, future son-in-laws now. They both wanted to talk to me this past weekend. The two guys asked me for my permission. They haven't officially asked them yet. So that's where that was. It was just permission. So I don't know when that's coming. So basically, his two future son-in-laws were asking his permission to marry his daughters.
Right.
Do you see where the dumb is coming into play?
Keep going.
The daughters had no idea.
Oh, that's great.
And when someone gets a story like this and talking about it, it went all over the internet.
So let's just reset this. So Bevel goes on a press.
He said, what a great thing. He was talking about how great it is, how a great Thanksgiving holiday it is that he's, you know, been named the interim head coach of an NFL football team.
Right.
And in that same time frame, the same weekend where he is trying to figure out, hey, life as an NFL head coach, that's me. I got two guys who want to marry my daughters.
And the daughters had no idea. So there's no big surprise like, hey, honey, take a look underneath that. Underneath that pillow.
You know, we're just walking hand in hand on a beach, and he stopped to. I thought he was tying his shoe.
Yeah, I thought he was tying his shoe,
but
and then
he popped out a ring.
But when he went down to tie his shoe, I knew exactly what was coming because my dad opened his big fat mouth.
Yep, he told the world.
So, that's right.
I mean, that's got to be hard on the future son in laws because now they really got to do it.
Yeah, now they
can't just you can't just randomly pop the question to make it a special moment. Now you gotta
be like, well, I changed my mind.
The whole world is watching.
Yeah, that's good job, Dad.
Rings got to be bigger.
Yeah, I'm sure they love that. Yeah. I had this whole thing set up. I had a band coming in. I was all set to do this thing where my friends were going to be outside the window, and then it doesn't matter anymore. Thanks.
Because you know what's happening now, too. These future fiancés, you know they're dropping hints.
That's true.
Without a doubt. They're walking around going, you know, I'm not, I don't really like cliche restaurant, you know, in the cheesecake type proposals. That's not me.
Yeah.
I've never liked that. Yeah, the guy's got to be sitting there taking, okay, no food.
You know, that would be weird when the kids get older and they go, Dad, tell us how you proposed to Mom. Well, Grandpa opened his mouth when he was the head coach of the Lions at a press conference, so she called me up on the phone and said, I guess we're doing this. And I said, yep, guess we are. And the rest is history. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. She just go, dude, one of the daughters just go, just give it to me. Just give me the ring. Just give it to me now. We don't do the whole pomp and circumstance.
Not messing around anymore.
Glad you asked permission, though.
All right, that is the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue here on Sports Map Radio. Ari Wasserman is going to join us from The Athletic. That is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Once again, a reminder with the holidays coming up, you may be indulging. It's okay. This is this time of year. But also be prepared. Get yourself some Nauzene, available in the digestive section at most leading retailers. You take two or four of these tablets, and it's going to relieve your upset stomach and nausea. It's quick-dissolving chewable tablets are in wild cherry flavor. Take a couple of these, four-minute formula, quickly relieves that stomach discomfort from overindulging. It features a specially buffered formula that helps calm and control the upset stomach discomfort. Plus, here's the cool benefits. No caffeine or antihistamines, no aspirin, non-drowsy, and no, and this is important, no chalky medicinal flavor or bitter aftertaste. I hate those. Again, wild cherry flavor. How great is that? And available at your digestive section of most leading retailers. Don't forget the Nauzene this holiday season. It's Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.